State Representative Paul Opsomer. He's live in studio. Up first, Steve from Lansing. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
You have the microphone.
All right, here's the deal. The MEA and the NEA are basically connected at the hip. My question is, how does the MEA and their ads, how are they justified when we are spending more money than any place else around the world, and yet we only rate something like number 17 internationally when it comes to education? You know, these people need to justify their demands and their whining and their crying, in my opinion. What do you think of that?
Well, I think one thing the governor is trying to do, and I agree with him, is historically in Michigan, funding for education has only involved two words, more money. And what he really would like to do is change that focus to what are we getting for that money? What's the return on investment? And can we do it a little bit more efficiently? And that's what I really like about the approach with the dashboard that he wants schools to actually put into place. In order to get that extra $100 incentive money, they have to meet four of five criteria, which begins, and it's not far enough yet, but it begins to move school systems down the road to be looking at how they spend the money, the return on investment, and how they can become more efficient in educating our kids. And you're right. If you listen to the governor's State of the State and his budget message, he mentioned that we are 38th in the state when it comes to results for our money from schools, testing scores. And when it comes to spending, we are 20th. And if you look at teacher salaries, and if you adjust them for cost of living compared to like New York and California, we are 10th in the country, but we're not getting the kind of results that we really need. So that's going to be the focus. And I think you'll see a lot of school reforms coming out of the legislature in June in the next 30 days.
Well, the other thing also is that when you look at the number of kids going to college and the number of kids that are able to leave high school and go directly into college without having to take the prep courses to bring them up to speed, I think that's a crime. Because like LCC, they have a whole division of classes that bring kids up to speed to go to college straight out of high school, and I don't think that should be.
Some of the numbers are pretty shocking if you look at how many kids going into LCC or other community colleges need to take remedial classes. You're right, sir.
Thank you for your time.
If you have a question for State Representative Paul Opsomer, give us a call, 393-3700. Nelson from Lansing, you're next. Good morning, Nelson.
Good morning, sir. I heard Mr. Opsomer on the phone there or on the radio, and I just wanted to express my gratitude to him. Some in the legislature look at him as a maverick, and I've studied his background from local government to the state level, and I want to express my gratitude to him. And here's my question, Mr. Opsomer. My colleagues all work in levels of security and national security, and you also have your hands deeply involved in the issues of driver's licenses here in Michigan, and I wanted to ask you, with regard to this technology called RFID technology versus biometrics, which are issues that the average citizen doesn't pay attention to, can you help us understand better what you've been involved with on that level and what you hope to achieve with many in the legislature not having a background on these sovereignty and national security issues?
Yeah,
and I'll listen to you off air. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. We have opposed the implementation of RFID in driver's license and have worked with our new Secretary of State Ruth Johnson to oppose that and the federal government putting computer chips in our driver's license. And it's something we continue to do. We're also opposing the graduated driver's license, where the federal government now wants to attach our transportation dollars to them taking over and setting up the requirements for young kids to get a driver's license. I still think that's a state's rights issue. It's a 10th Amendment issue, and we need to become a little bit stronger. And I'm pushing our attorney general to become more involved in that issue also.
Is it frustrating when the federal government wants to become involved in state issues?
I think what bothers me is the 10th Amendment is very clear that any power not given to the federal government by the Constitution resides with the states. But also it kind of irritates me, Tony, when they want to take my money and then before they give it back to me, attach all kind of strings to it without even asking how I feel about it.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Paul Opsomer is live in studio. You can give us a call, 517-393-3700. If you have a question, we are looking to get our next guest on. I don't know if we're going to go there. All right, what's next for you on the horizon after this summer break? What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, in June, we'll have a lot of the new reform measures going through for local units of government and for schools, and we'll be working to help streamline schools. We want to give superintendents a lot of the tools they'll need to help become efficient and stay efficient into the future. My Urban Cooperation Act, Tony, I've talked to you about that in the past, is now over in the Senate, which is a big success. And I've also just come out of committee House Bill 4003, which would prevent a governor from classifying anyone in the state as a public employee. Our previous governor unionized home daycare workers and then ended up taking union dues out of, really, off the table for kids as they were eating, poor kids.